from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology, and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
We've seen a stalemate up in Washington, D.C. when it comes to our members of Congress getting anything done. They're either for or against, depending on the political party. We're in a complete shutdown, if you will, because there's virtually nothing progress made up there in Washington, D.C. right now. In fact, the approval rating for members of Congress seems to be in a free fall. Nobody is happy with the dysfunction taking place in the nation's capital. You know, just 10 years ago, if I remember correctly, Congress had an approval rating of about 65%. No more. The most recent Harris and CBS poll showed approval rates dropping to an all-time low of, get this, of 9%. Remember that guy singing the song Limbo Rock? He says, how low can you go? I don't know if you can go any lower than 9%. Let me tell you how bad it is. More Americans approve of polygamy than they do of the job Congress is doing in Washington, D.C. At the height of the Gulf oil spill, British Petroleum had a shockingly low 16% approval rating. Goodness gracious, even Paris Hilton has a 15% approval rating. And would you believe 11% of those surveyed in America, this is by the Harris poll, a reputable poller, 11% surveyed are okay with American becoming communist. Just about every low-life trend or person you can think of does better than the folks that you and I send to Washington. 9% approval rating for the members of Congress. And usually when these polls are taken, there's a distinction between how voters view their own congressmen compared to how they view Congress as a whole. In other words, people don't like Congress at all, but generally, well, my congressman's a pretty good guy. But even that favorable local feeling is dropping. I saw last week a recent NBC News Wall Street Journal poll showing a strong majority of voters want a clean house, including their own congressman. Now, it comes as no surprise to most of us, you listening out there, and certainly not to me, that the favorable support of Congress continues to plummet. Public criticism apparently is falling on deaf ears. We hear nothing but excuses from the Republic can'ts and the Demo don'ts. Look, there are some really tough decisions to be made in overhauling entitlement programs, raising revenues, getting little more than a wink and a nod in Washington. They're just not being paid attention to. Lobbyists in the nation's capital rule the roost. And that's a point that I wish he could have gotten to the base. Buddy Romer is the former governor of Louisiana. He is running for president, running now as a third-party candidate, tried to get into the debates, and his whole issue was that campaign funds and money is so dysfunctioning Congress that they can't get anything done. The lobbyists rule the roost. They are there from the new congressman's first day in office when they begin soliciting campaign funds, which, of course, is the mother's milk of political survival. And this solicitation of funds begins from day one when these congressmen get to Washington. I'll give you one example. New congressman in my home state down here in Louisiana, his name is Jeff Landry. He seems to be a pretty nice guy. He was the Tea Party's poster boy for opposing the Washington culture of bowing to special interests. Oh, man, we're going to fight those special interests, put those lobbyists off the sea, get them out of the system. On election night, he told his followers, it's going to be a new day in Washington, and we need to get our country back on the right track. Well, 3 weeks later, Landry was in the heart of Washington at the posh Capitol Hill Club, on the hunt for Washington campaign dollars. So he's 2 months away from even being sworn into office, and he's asking money from the big-shot Washington lobbyists and other power brokers up there. So I'm not just picking on Landry, quite frankly. I'm just saying that's the mantra. That's the way it's done in Washington. When they're running for office, Washington is a cesspool. That's when they're campaigning. Washington's a cesspool. But when they get to Washington, it becomes a hot tub, right? Again, not a personal knock on Landry. That's just the approach that all these congressmen take as far as raising these campaign funds. And you kind of wonder, how can the system dispense with influence lobbyists? What can you do to get rid of these lobbyists? Well, one suggestion makes pretty good sense. If you heard the show last week, You heard Jenny Beth Martin. She is one of the founders of the Tent Tea Party, in fact, and just a delightful lady. She's from Atlanta, Georgia. Again, was a guest in our show last week. Time magazine named her as one of the 15 most influential world leaders of 2010. So she's a heavyweight up there. Jenny Beth simply wants to get Washington out of, or get Congress out of Washington back to the people. And this is really a creative idea. I never thought about this. I'm a close watcher, and I've never read heard anybody else talk about it. She proposes that we use the new technology of telecommunications to create a virtual Congress. Now, don't turn your back off of this initially. You know, we've got everything else virtual. What she says is she makes good sense. Let me quote her, quote what she told me on the show last week. She says, that way, elected officials will spend more time in their communities. Constituents should be the ones with full-time access to the members of Congress, and the lobbyists should be the ones forced to stand on their hats and their hands in order to gain access. She says millions of us, and she makes a good point. Look, we all telecommunicate anyway. I use Skype. I talk to my grandkids over Skype. Why can't members of Congress attend committee meetings by video conference? And, you know, you could put a big 70-inch screen in your congressional office, and if you got to be on a committee hearing, you see these congressmen come and go at these committee hearings, you can attend the committee hearing, ask questions. They can do a restricted access so that nobody can break into the congressman's flow of information. That's all technologically done by our government all the time anyway. I know all the time, I read our congressmen down here and all over the country. They're back home for a couple of days. They have to rush back to Washington just to vote. They'll be there at midnight casting a vote on some complicated issue. Why can't they just do that from their office? Not a big deal to electronically vote. Why this back and forth to Washington so much? What we're doing, as Jenny Beth pulls out, is we're using this 18th century technology. You see, when our founding fathers made this country, they had to travel all the way to Washington, conduct business in the halls of Congress, look at each other face to face. I understand that. I understand how that worked. But that was 250 years ago. In the 21st century, there's technology that makes that not necessary. Keeping these congressmen at home more so that you and I can deal with them. I've not seen a congressman or senator in my state in a year or two. Every now and then you'll see one give some major speech. You'll catch a glimpse of them on television. Why can't we see them at the local high school football game? Why can't we see them in our coffee shops? Why can't we talk to them rather than them lecturing us? We're the ones that get lectured all the time. We always hear their pontifications on television and on radio. That's the only time we hear about our congressmen. I love the idea of the virtual Congress. Now, Texas Governor Rick Perry says that we'd have a part-time Congress. A lot of people are talking about term limits. That's an idea that continues to have high favorable support. And others are saying the congressional districts have gotten way too large. We have more members of Congress so that they're more responsive. But the best idea I've heard out there is the idea from Jenny Beth Martin, who was one of the founders of the Tea Party, who says that we ought to have this virtual Congress. Do it all electronically. Now, I can see for the State of the Union speech and for some major things going on in Washington, they can travel back to the nation's capital. You know how long it takes to travel? I know, you know, if you've got to change planes once, 2 hours each segment of your flight, an hour and a half layover, it takes you probably 8 or 9 hours to get to Washington. That's 18 to 20 hours a week you could be back home in your district. I love this idea of the virtual Congress. If you want to read more about it, I wrote a column about this week on my website. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. You can read that column. Sign up for my column each week. Have some fun looking over some interesting features I put up on the column. So that's my thought. I like the idea of a virtual Congress. I hope you do, too. Let's start leaning on our congressman to do something about it. Hey, we'll take a pause right now. Let me get some fresh coffee, and I'll be right back to talk some more.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, licensed, tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor Michael King today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into nine major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I try to respond to your emails. We get a lot of emails each week, and I always try to respond as best I can. I had an email here last week from a fellow named Carl, who was concerned about some what he felt were inconsistencies that I discussed in last week's show. If you listen last week, I talked about the Arizona election controversy to where a lady who only spoke broken English, she qualified to run for the city council in a small town kind of close to the Mexican border. 98% of the people in that town speak Spanish, by the way. And she spoke broken English, but the district attorney thought she was not qualified for office and she did not speak clear English. And as a consequence, he had her removed, and the judge agreed and said she couldn't be in public office. And I took umbrage on that because I felt like, look, that's up to the voters. If the voters want to elect someone that speaks only Swahili or whatever language they want to speak, that's up to the voters. Don't take the – I don't want some district attorney. I don't want some judge telling voters who they can elect and who they can't elect. There are some standards. There's some minimum standards. You've got to be usually 18 years old to run for office. You've got to be a registered voter. You got to be a citizen of the United States if you're going to hold public office. I know those well. I used to be the Secretary of State down here in Louisiana. There are minimum standards. But beyond those minimum standards, what kind of personal life you carry on, whether you're married to three or four people, whatever your proclivities are, that's up to the voters to decide. Now, I did say this. I was very clear last week. I don't think you make accommodations to any candidate or public official in terms of the language that is carried on. I think when you operate in the city hall, that English should be the language used. If you're going to apply for a driver's license, if you're going to apply for a permit, we shouldn't have to translate for you. You've got to deal with English. That's your problem as a citizen, as a candidate, or as an official. So we're not going to make any accommodations to you. But if you choose to speak another language and you're having a rough time with English, that should be a campaign issue. That should be your opponent's issue in the campaign. If the voters that pass judgment on you decide that that's okay with them, then that's up to the voters. If they don't like how you as a candidate operate or you as a public official operate, they can kick you out in the next election. So I made that point, and then I got on this next issue about free speech and the fact that a fella is suing, I believe out in Idaho, because he can't use the F word in a stadium. He can't curse at a ballpark. And therefore, he wanted to swear at a ballpark. And he some of the locals were disturbed by the fact this guy was cursing. And therefore, the fella who emailed me said, I'm being inconsistent. You see, I'm for free speech when it comes to the city council. When it comes to the ballpark, I'm for limited. Well, first of all, it's not a free speech issue. I wrote him a long email back, and I'm glad to have his opinions. I'm glad to have all your opinions. And I said, look, I don't consider running for public office as a free speech issue. It's not free speech. It's a question of the voter's right to determine who they want to represent them. That's their choice. You know, I live down here in Louisiana. We were founded with a French tradition. The Acadians came down here and founded this state. 15% of people in the little town of Abbeville, Louisiana, don't speak English. They speak French. If you go to the grocery store, on the grocery, the specials of the day are written in French. That's their decision. Now, if that person speaking French wants a driver's license, then they should have to go ahead and apply in English. But if they want to speak French in their home, if they want to run for dog catcher to speak French and the voters elect them, that's okay. When it comes to cursing in public, that's a question of community standards. The Supreme Court has ruled very clearly on that, that you and I can set community standards over which we want to live. And if I don't want to sit at a ballpark with my kids and my grandkids near someone mouthing the F word and swearing right and left, that's disturbing my peace. That's violating my freedoms. You see, that's getting into my face, you see, in my family's face. That's crossing the line. And I consider that a question of not limited free speech, but responsible free speech. Supreme Court has set this out very clearly. Justice Douglas wrote the opinion back 40 years ago. You can't scream fire in a movie theater. You can say, well, that's my right to free speech. No, it's not. That violates the community standards of reasonable free speech because the attributes of your screaming fire could cause a panic, a lot of damage, people losing their lives. I don't want to subject my kids to your four-letter words, your tirades in a ballpark because you don't like what the batter's doing up there or who the quarterback is. So I don't see any inconsistency at all in my views expressed last week that your rights to freedom of speech can be responsibly not limited but captured in a way. If you want to go off in your bathroom or off in an open field or off with your buddies in a bar and swear all you want, then that's okay. I got no problem with that. Don't do it in front of my kids and my grandkids. That violates the community standards that we all basically have accepted in this country. Now, if you don't like those standards, you can kick out those in public office and throw out the judges and create a whole new set of standards. That's what democracy is all about. I've got no problem with those community standards. I don't think that violates free speech, and I'm an avid protector of someone being able to express themselves in a free way. I don't consider the Arizona election controversy an issue of free speech. I look on it as a voter's right to set the tone. The legislature in each of those states and in our country has set the standards to which you can run for public office. And by the way, this email from Carl said that you can't be a convicted felon. By the way, you can. You can run for president. You can run for United States Congress. You can run for the U.S. Senate if you're a convicted felon. We've got several that are serving up there right now. So as a consequence, that's not limited. The Constitution doesn't put that limitation there. A number of states do put that limitation of it being a convicted felon in their state constitution. In most states, though, I don't believe there is that prohibition. Again, you've got to be 18. I think to run for governor in some states, they make it 25. Isn't it 30 to become president? I think, Tom, I think 30 is the requirement to become president. But those are standards set within the statute or within the state's constitution. Got to be a U.S. citizen. Got to be a registered voter. And beyond that, there are not many other limitations because Congress or our founders in their wisdom and those who created state constitutions, and I'm one in my home state. I was a delegate to my state constitution, 1973, they call CC-73, building the Constitution. The Constitution in my state, which I help write, gives great authority to voters to make these decisions. You pick the candidates you want. If you want them to speak one language or another, if you want them to be 6 foot tall, if you want them to be an outright liberal socialist or a right-wing conservative, that's your right as a voter to make that decision. But government should not impose those standards on you. So, Carl, thanks for your email. And I always like to hear from you and all our listeners. You can email me at my off my website. The address is there. JB@JimBrownUSA.com is my email address. Again, that's JB@JimBrownUSA.com. My website, simply, JimBrownUSA.com. Sign up for my weekly columns. I'll write one every week, and I'll send it to you. If you go to that website, plug in your email address, and you'll have some fun on my website, too, as I put up a lot of interesting things there each week. You're going to come back with the Cajun contractor, Michael King, see what he's been up to, a regular guest on our show. Still got some other tidbits to tell you, so freshen up your coffee and come right on back here with me on the Jim Brown Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
It's a cold, cold day out there throughout most of the country. And so you got to show a little concern about how you take care of yourself in the winter versus the summer. Guy I go to kind of give me a little advice is Dr. Scott Jackson. He's a dermatologist here in the Baton Rouge area with the Baton Rouge Clinic. Got him on the phone with us right now. Hey, Dr. Jackson, good to talk to you this morning. Scott, you there? You what? We got him on? Yeah, we'll get him on. You know, these doctors are awful slow when they get going here in the morning, especially on Sunday mornings. So we'll get done. We got him on now. Scott, you there?
I'm here. Hey.
Okay. I said these doctors get kind of slow moving here in the morning. But
You're right.
Doc, let me ask you. You know, it's winter time, and when I go out to play golf tomorrow, it's so cold, I don't have to worry about putting sunscreen on my face or doing anything special to take care of my skin. I just go out there and play. I worry about in the summertime. Is that the normal norm, or am I missing something here?
I think you might be missing something there, Jim. You know, it's a big misconception that, you know, you can't get sunburned in the wintertime. I mean, a lot of people associate sunburn with the beach, you know, with heat, you know, with a glaring sun. But you can still get sunburned pretty badly in the wintertime as well. You know, cloud cover doesn't really protect you all that much from ultraviolet radiation. And, you know, you've seen people who go skiing, and you can get a pretty wicked sunburn after skiing. You know, that glare from the snowy surface can kind of really reflect back to your skin and cause a lot of damage.
What do you do? What's the rule of thumb? I mean, do you put a little sunscreen on? I'm getting up in the morning. I'm taking the kids to school. I'm in and out of the car, but I'm not really outside. Should I still put a little sunscreen on, even though I'm just kind of making it through my day? I'm not really outside a whole lot. What do you suggest in a situation like that?
You know, I think for people who are really fair, in general, we recommend sunscreen every day, kind of regardless of what they're doing. You'd be surprised how much sun you'll get in your car. Just driving around, if you got to commute to work, you know, sitting on an interstate or something like that for several hours in some places, you can really take a beating from the sun through your windshield. So we suggest that people get up in the morning, you know, after they sort of wash their face and tend to their routine, you know, put a moisturizer with sunscreen on. And we really recommend the sunscreens that are sort of integrated into a moisturizer in the wintertime, because, you know, dry skin's a major problem in the wintertime as well.
Well, let's talk about that. You're right, because I notice on my hands and my arms, I kind of itch. I feel itchy. And so, you know, especially as you get a little older, you know, I'm 71 years old. And I guess, are older people more inclined to get drier skin, do you find, or not?
Absolutely. And we call this the season of itch. I mean, this is the time of year where people start itching a good bit. And the older you are, the more itchier you'll get, the drier you'll get. And that's, some of it has to do with aging. Some of it has to do with medical problems and medications. We see a lot of people who take certain medicines, like medicines to lower cholesterol, and these medicines really can dry out the skin as a side effect. And so it's really, real common to suffer from dry, itchy skin in the wintertime, regardless of age. But, yeah, the older you are, the more likely you are to be itchy and dry.
Well, so what you're saying is, what after you shower then, and really, I guess, a shower, when you shower, you kind of wipe off a lot of the natural oils that give you a little moisturizer. So as a consequence, you ought to slap on the lotion, get some moisturizer, and just put it all over your body. Is that what you're suggesting?
That is absolutely correct. You know, people like to take really hot showers, especially in the wintertime, to kind of warm up, and that's one of the worst things you can do for your skin. We really recommend that you turn the temperature down a little bit in the shower and give your skin a break. And then right after your shower, we usually say the three-minute rule. You know, try to get a moisturizer on your skin within 3 minutes of getting out of the shower so that you can kind of trap in some of that moisture from the shower and give your skin a healthy layer of moisturizer that really kind of provides a barrier against the environment.
Now, that's interesting. I didn't know about the three-minute rule. I didn't know that if you wait, you say you lose some of the protection within that moisturizer if you wait more than 3 minutes. Is that right? I never knew that.
Absolutely. We find that moisturizers seem to penetrate a little better when the skin is damp, and furthermore, they'll trap in some of the water that your skin will absorb from the shower, and so it sort of gives a healthy balance of moisturization if you can get that moisturizer on right after your shower. It's the best time.
Scott, let me ask you this. Let's get your advice, and you can send me a bill for this, and I'll give a pro rata share to all my listeners out there. But how about, you know, when I was growing up, we all went through a little stage of acne, to where you had some skin blemishes on your face and on your body, and I've noticed some kids today with some very heavy acne. I thought that might have played itself out, but apparently it doesn't, and you still have to be defensive about that. So in the last 20 or 30 years, are there different ways to treat those kinds of skin blemishes that maybe we didn't have when I was growing up?
Yes, that's very true. I mean, first off, we're seeing lots of people with acne day in and day out. The average dermatologist probably sees, 25% of his practice is probably acne. So it's a big part of what we do, and there are lots of treatments available. A lot of newer medicines, a lot of topical medications that can be used, gels and creams to treat the clogging and the pimples, to help reduce the blackheads and the whiteheads. And there's a lot of really good treatments out there. We have this sort of aggressive type of therapy called Accutane still available to us. It's been around for 20 years or 30 years now, and it's still something that we prescribe heavily to patients who have more severe, more difficult to treat cases. So a lot of treatments, if you have acne problems, you might start with things you can find over the counter, but in general, know that your dermatologist is available to help you with those stubborn cases.
Well, what causes acne in the first place, and why do you get acne? Why does it come on? Is it something that all young kids get, or why do you get acne to begin with?
That's a great question. The majority of young people will suffer with at least mild acne at some point in their teenage years or maybe a little bit beyond their teenage years. It's caused by oil production, to be honest. It's really the oil glands kicking in at puberty. You start getting these hormonal surges. You get this oil production. This oily sebum, it's the substance that your oil glands makes, is waxy and sticky, and it traps dead skin cells in your pores, and you end up with these clogs, and you get these sort of clogged pores that ultimately become so overfilled with dead skin cells and sebum that they rupture and you get pimples. And so a pimple is a ruptured clogged pore, but it all gets back to oil production and hormones.
I got you. Well, one final question. You get to be a little older, and you do an annual checkup for yourself. You do a treadmill test. You have your blood checked, and the doctor goes over everything. And as you get older, other things develop. You get the sunspots on your body, and sometimes you get little warts and pimples and everything like that. The question is then, are you okay, I guess, letting a GP or an internist check that, or should you do a regular checkup with a dermatologist? That's my question.
That's a really good question and a little bit of a challenge to answer. I think most internists and general practitioners are very suitable for the task of doing a skin examination and sort of classifying at least a patient's risk for skin cancer. And for that fair skin patient or for the patient with lots of moles or lots of spots, a lot of times it's best for that internist or a primary care doctor to refer to that patient to a dermatologist. So if you have a lot to look at, we usually recommend a dermatologist be the one to kind of take a look at it. If you don't really have a whole lot of lesions or spots or moles or things, we usually think that internists and general practitioners are at least a good place to start.
Hey, Scott, I got to go. We're out of time. Look, good to talk to you. Dr. Scott Jackson at the Baton Rouge Clinic, and you listeners in the Baton Rouge area, you go to his website at batonrougeclinic.com. He's got some good advice on taking care of yourself. Scott, have a nice holiday. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thanks so much, and happy holidays.
Take care. A little side role for here on the show to kind of keep you looking good and healthy for the holidays, right? Hey, Jim Brown's Common Sense. Come back with our final segment right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor, Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You will be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at thehandycity.com. That's thehandycity.com. I'll say it again, thehandycity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps relay. Let the good times roll. Yai!
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Never before has there been a nail hardener that requires no drying time. The all-natural herbal blends of Nails of Steel can help eliminate cracking, splitting, hangnails, and other nail problems with virtually no drying time. Nails of Steel is hypoallergenic and biodegradable, and is so easy to use you can keep it at the home or at the office. Just massage this rich, creamy herbal lotion over your natural or polished nails, and within the first week, you will begin to notice your nails looking healthier and strengthening.
My fingernails were always chipped, and then I started using Nails of Steel. Today, my nails are healthy and strong, and they look like I just walked out of the salon.
Nails of Steel is also used by men. Men work hard, and our hands can show it.
I used to have split, broken nails. With Nails of Steel, I can work hard, be rough, and still have strong nails, and keep my hands looking groomed.
You don't have to be a female to want Nails of Steel. Everyone wants a good-looking pair of hands. And broken, chipped, and damaged nails can be painful. Go to nailsofsteel.com for healthy, manicured-looking nails. Nailsofsteel.com for the salon in a bottle. That's nailsofsteel.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Our final segment here. Glad you're joining us on our show today. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up there. I do a weekly column. We talked about it earlier in the show about horse meat this week. Now, horse meat is not the most exciting subject to talk about over the Christmas holidays if you missed that subject, but you can get all my columns I write about interesting things going on in this country by just putting in your email address. It comes to you automatically every Thursday morning. Also tells you who's going to be on the show each Sunday. Now, you'll have some fun on my website, too. Put up some interesting, challenging things. Got a great YouTube video up there about a flash mob that did the Hallelujah Chorus. Stands up in a food court, I think up in Michigan, I believe, and starts singing the Hallelujah Chorus. It mesmerized everybody in the food court. They all stood up in the food court and joined in the singing of the Hallelujah Chorus. So I've listened to Handel's Hallelujah Chorus in his performance of Messiah on many occasions, but nothing as dramatic and nothing I enjoyed more than seeing it done spontaneously in a food court. So again, take a look at my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Don't know if you saw it last night. They chose the winner of the Heisman Trophy. That's the top honor to what is considered the most outstanding football player in all of college football, won by Baylor's Robert Griffin III. Outstanding quarterback. He wiped out Oklahoma's chances of playing for the national championship when Baylor, that's never been known as a football power, has come on tremendously this year. Robert Griffin III is working on his master's degree. Already graduated, still has some eligibility. He's working on his master's degree. Very bright kid. One of the runners-up was Andrew Luck. He is the Stanford quarterback. One of the outstanding games coming up is going to be Stanford playing Oklahoma State. He's the Stanford quarterback who throws a good bit, marvelous quarterback, looked on as being the number one prospect to go to the National Football League this year. Interesting story in the paper about him. He's graduated, and he's already planning his graduate studies, and he's trying to plan some time. He knows to be a pro, he's got to go to mini camp, but he wants to plan some courses he has to take in the spring and planning the schedule so he doesn't miss any courses 20, 25 weeks from now so he can get his degree and move on up with his education. The point I'm making is the kids that turn out to be the best, the Heisman winner, And the next several folks down the line are outstanding students. You see, they take their courses very seriously. We've got a number of young men that say, oh, I'm going to be the powerhouse. I'm going to be the big bad guy playing football or basketball or whatever. But you got to have the brains. You've got to, the parents have to build in the discipline that, look, education comes first. You can use that education for the rest of your life to support yourself and your family. If you're fortunate enough to make it in the big leagues, then more power to you. The education will be a focus for being there, you see. The fact that you're brighter is going to give you the chance to more quickly make good choices on the playing field. You know who told me that? I had the great honor of being Coach Dean Smith at the University of North Carolina, one of the most winning coaches in all of basketball. He recruited me to come to Carolina back in 1958, for you folks up in the Carolina era. I've got my I graduated in 1962. I'm going to my 50th class reunion coming up in May of this coming year. And a lot of the athletes that are going to be there I've talked to, we're all going to get together. I've seen many of them in many, many years. Anyway, Dean Smith made this comment. I heard him say this one time. That he's got a choice of athletes. And one is they're about the same, or maybe one's not even quite as good, but the one not quite as good is a lot brighter. He'll take the brighter athlete because, particularly in basketball, he'll be able to make the most intelligent choices. He'll make good, sound judgment. So the kid that has excelled in high school, works hard in college, he thinks will prove to be a better athlete. And Smith pointed out that you look at the outstanding players in the National Basketball League and football and many of these sports, a few make it strictly on their physical talents. But most who are not the superstars that excel far beyond what you would think have done it because they've got a great head on their shoulders and they just do so very, very well. I make that point not from a sports perspective, but in a life perspective. And so congratulations to those outstanding folks, Robert Griffin III, Heisman winner, Andrew Luck, great Stanford quarterback. Down here in Louisiana, one of the fine finalists was a sophomore, Tyron Matthew, wonderful defensive back. Defensive backs never get picked by the Heisman, but he made the finals. More power to him. He scored 4 touchdowns this year as a defensive back, more than the other defensive player in the country. Ran two punts back for touchdowns and had 2 fumbles for touchdowns and the leading tackler for LSU. LSU's playing Alabama for the national championship this year. So, any event, all bright kids that knew if they were going to make it great in college sports and go on to the pros, they had to get their studies done. They had to be bright. They had to have that education. You had to have that background. So interesting observation there in terms of outstanding athletes. So what makes you an outstanding athlete? Got to have the physical attributes, but you've also got to have it in the head. You've got to be disciplined. You've got to be focused, and you do that through education. And that's a lesson we've often don't teach our young kids who want to be great athletes. So you got to have that educational foundation. Gives you the skills to deal in life. And like I say, a handful make it to the pros. There are thousands and thousands. Let me tell you what, every kid coming out of high school opting for a college scholarship knows they're going to make it. They're going to be an all-star in the pros. Every high school basketball player knows he or she one day he's going to be Michael Jordan. You know, they just know that. I ran, played basketball and ran track in high school. That was the focus of my scholarship at Carolina. Went on to the United States track team, but didn't make the Olympic team. But in my mind, I knew I was going to be the best hurdler, the best sprinter going. Had that in my mind. I knew it all along. Didn't work out, but I was focused like that. Well, if you've got that drive and desire, great, wonderful. I'm glad that so many parents instill that desire. But along with that drive and desire, you've got to have the mental aspects, and you do that through education. So just something to pass on there to you. Our focus of our show today has been exceptionalism. Is America an exceptional country? Have we fallen back off the track? I say no. And I hope you heard the first hour of the show. And I hope you go back. You can go back on our archives and just go to my website, jimbrownusa.com, and hit our archives. And it's got a list of all the shows. But we talked about the fact that, yes, other countries are coming up. We see China. We see India. We see Japan coming on so much and closing the gap in terms of our productability. And yes, they are productive and they've come along a long way. They are catching up. But I made the point, it's not we're falling behind. It's just that we devastated these countries in several world wars, or they were devastated. And now where they should have been 30 or 40 years ago, they're getting up to today. So that's not our fault or any weakness on our part. The rest of the world's catching up with us, and that's expected. We just got to continue with the attributes that make us exceptional. I outlined those in some detail in the first hour. I said, pick up a coin. Just look on the coin and look at the things that make us unique on a coin. Look at the checks and balances in our government. All those things go to make us a very exceptional country. I think we've got some problems in Washington, D.C. today. We have such differences, such division between Democrats and Republicans. It seems like the divisions have now become the reason to exist. And you kind of wonder, is this the best we can do? You look at the candidates running for president. Seems like a weak field to me. Politicians should be problem solvers. There should be a whole domestic agenda. Remember the Marshall Plan after World War II, where we came in with a united group of legislators, Republicans and Democrats, around a president who was Harry Truman at the time, and then Dwight, a Democrat, and then Dwight Eisenhower, Republican. And we rebuilt all of Europe that served as a tremendous market for our products today. You see, I'm not sure we could pass a Marshall Plan today. I'm not sure we could do something like that. We just don't seem to be, Washington just seems to not be working. 80% of Americans in recent polls say that we're going in the wrong direction. And so you just wonder about the focus. Money has a lot to do with it. Political funds, political money has a lot to do with it. Buddy Romer, the former Louisiana governor who's running for president, can't get any traction because he can't get in the debates. If you heard Romer speak, and he's been on the show on several occasions, you would find him to be very articulate, and he puts the focus of all the problems that we have in the gridlock of the money coming in from lobbyists that is a huge, huge problem. We've talked about it before. We'll sure talk about it again. Hey, we're out of time for our show. I'm just getting warmed up, but I'm glad you spent some time with me. We've still got several shows for the first of the year. I'm going to be here Christmas Day. I'm going to be here New Year's Eve. You can't get away from Jim Brown's Common Sense. We'll be here right through the holidays. Hope you folks have a nice weekend. Go to our website. Sign up for regular columns I send out and have some fun on my website. It's www.jimbrownusa.com. Enjoy the holidays with your family, and I look forward to talking to you next week right here on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.